Dr. Patrick Loser Rose speaking. Oh, it's you this time. Oh, it worked as well. It said Sam last time. Did you call twice? But it's weird because your phone, it first of all, it came through as Sam because I've obviously got your number saved on the ringtail and I ignored it. And then I thought you hung up and then it came through again and now it's you. Are you calling from a landline or your phone? VoIP services are not great, but this will be fine when we're back in the rooms. Do you know what I'm saying? And the real phone works. I know for working from home, we'll need it, but they're not ideal. Like, I don't know. I don't like it on my personal mobile phone either, because like I took it outside with me to do the laundry, and then it's ringing, and like I went to the Twitter, and it's ringing, and. Yeah, it's just frustrating. It just feels like if I forget to shut, to turn it off, like to go away for 5 minutes, as opposed to having a separate phone. And like on the other side of things, like I have Jesse at home and he's like, can I use your phone? I'm like, no, you can't. It's just something to think about. It's just something to think about. And it's working in the meantime, but like if I were to go. Sometimes the internet at one side of the house drops a tiny bit, or if the internet drops, like it feels super slow today. I don't know what's going on in the house, but then it felt like stuff weren't coming through. I don't know. It's not. And then if I've got no signal, I will have difficulty hearing people. I've never also like because it's my mobile phone and it's dog-eared and scratched. I mean, my speaker's not great on it anyway. My voice thing for me to hear people, like it's quiet. The other phone's great. That's all. It's just something to think about. It works, I guess. I don't know why it was showing that I'm away though. When I wasn't. Well, I was away. Yeah, 100%. And then work the others. That's fine. I will log off at around 3:30 and turn the phone off. I get how the voicemail works. There's been nothing so far, and then I'll deal with it tomorrow if there is anything. I mean, it is what it is. There's a voicemail. Hopefully, it works. So they'll call again. There's a voicemail. They'll call again if there's, if it's. I haven't tried to leave a voicemail. Should I try and leave a voicemail? Okay, so it works then. Oh, yuck. They probably did just do it from there. And when they were testing the landline as well, the normal phone line. I'm like, oh, got a phone call, and then they're like, please don't pick up the phone. We're just testing the Sorry, mate. Like, just jumped for it. But as long as things are going well, like, I guess to a degree, anyway. Teething issues, right? Are you making the chair yourself? Do you have third hand? I just needed a third hand. That was it. Like, it can be done. It was just awkward the last bit. Oh, totally ridiculous. I can come around if need be if it's really not going. I haven't heard from Patrick all day apart from Avramides, but she hasn't answered the phone. So He didn't answer about Friday's potential surgery, so it'll probably be a last minute thing. But the family in and out of the hospital, so they said that they'll come in if need be to the rooms, and they can go upstairs and get her to sign consent forms or whatever's needed. So yeah, Adina said she might pop in at lunchtime anyway because she's working in the morning at Holmes Glen, so she might come down tomorrow. So potentially, if I get it done, once he answers, he'll answer tonight, I can do it all and then just print it there and give it to her, and then she'll bring it back, which is actually great. Do you know, random question, she asked, do I know Patrick's coffee order? I'm like, I don't. She goes, well, he bulk billed the appointment. The least I can do is get him a coffee if I'm coming in with one for you anyway tomorrow, because she does that when she comes in to see me. Do you know his coffee order? Because I know he drinks something, because Ben has seen him in the line at RMH numerous times, and I kept asking him, what does he drink? What does he drink? And Ben's like, I don't know. I didn't listen. So I don't, I mean, it'll be when she comes. If she comes, she'll just bring something. Okay, we'll worry about it tomorrow. Random, I know. Okay, but everything's going fine here. Like, I'm just doing letters and yeah, all good. Kids here, dog's gone to the vet. What? Of course, cheapy lunches. Do Holmes Glen sort them for him and provide the food? So awesome. Cabrini never provided the food. I had to freaking do That's useful. That's oh, I have a question. Ben asked me about rooms with style because apparently they do practice management. Are you happy with what they've done so far? I know they're not doing practice management, but are you happy with all like how they like responded to things and dealt with any issues? Rooms with style. That's who Patrick's using for these rooms, yeah? They do practice management also. Apparently. So, and I've told Ben I'm done. So, do you like, have they been good at like on through? I'm sure they're an absolute fortune, but like, have they been good at answering problems if you've had any and getting back and managing things? Yeah. Okay. I mean, we'll phone them and find out. Okay. I mean, we'll find out what they offer and what their costing is. I think they're expensive, but we'll see. Who knows? I'm done with working for Ben. It's just too much. Can't do anymore. Anyway, have fun at Brighton. I will chat with you at one stage. I can also pop around if you need a third hand, but I think you'll be gone by then. I love it. I love it. Yeah, useful. Use him. Why not? Cool. Okay. Awesome. I'll chat to you later. Have fun. Bye.